The fight over Nevada's Yucca Mountain is not over, it's just changing locations. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the federal courts are the next battlefields for the proposed nuclear waste site. A 2-decades-long battle in Congress ended yesterday when the Senate voted to approve President Bush's plan to bury 77,000 tons of radioactive waste there. That vote, along with an earlier one in the House, overrides Nevada Governor Kenny Gwynne's veto of the project, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Even though they're the minority, Senate Republicans used a special provision in the law calling for the creation of a single national nuclear waste repository. It allows any member of the Senate to bypass the majority leader and bring the issue up for a vote. Minority Leader Trent Lott told reporters that building that repository 2,600 feet under Yucca Mountain is of utmost importance.
And I know how hard it is to explain to people this can be done in a safe and responsible way. But we have to deal with it. And if we don't take this action, we don't deal with it, then we're going to have to shut down this source of energy in the country slowly but surely. And I think that would be a mistake.
New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman, who chairs the Energy and Natural Resource Committee, was one of the few members of his party who argued for approving the Senate's resolution.
It is a vote to let the Department of Energy apply for a license, a vote to let the technical experts at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission decide whether Yucca Mountain is in fact safe. A vote against the resolution is a vote to stop the program in its tracks, to leave the waste where it is, with no alternative strategy for finding another site.
But other Democrats warn that moving to Nevada the 45,000 tons of nuclear waste currently piled up at 131 reactor sites around the country could be dangerous folly. Paul Wellstone of Minnesota pointed out that no transportation plan has yet been drawn up for relocating the waste.
There are a whole host of issues surrounding the transportation of nuclear waste material that must be addressed before final decisions are made on Yucca Mountain. We can make the decision next year or the year after. That would be fine with me if these concerns could be met first.
And Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, who once supported the Yucca Mountain site, said she now realizes that because spent nuclear fuel requires a 5-year cooling-off period, much of it will have to remain in her state even if the repository is built.
While I want the waste out of Michigan, away from the shore, I find myself in a situation now where we have the worst case scenario for the people of Michigan. The nuclear waste will continue to sit on the shores of the Great Lakes and also be traveling on our roads and railways and, heaven forbid, even barges on the Great Lakes past our communities, neighborhoods, and schools.
Still, Arizona Republican John Kyle said there's something new that makes a Yucca Mountain repository indispensable.
And that's the element of terrorism. And we can't talk about that a lot on the floor of the Senate here, but I'm on the Intelligence Committee, and it is, I can assure my colleagues, a significant issue to have this waste dispersed at a variety of sites around the country in the conditions that currently pertain. It would be much better if we were able to take the majority of it, when we can, to one site that is clearly safe from terrorism.
Fellow Republican John Ensign of Nevada also invoked terrorism, but as a reason not to ship thousands of loads of potential dirty bomb material across the country and into his state.
This is not the Nuclear Waste Disposal Act. It is the Terrorism Facilitation Act, and it needs to be defeated.
But 15 Democrats joined 45 Republicans in a key procedural vote that made it clear there was sufficient support for overriding Governor Gwynne's veto. It then passed on a voice vote. Afterward, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham joined several Republican senators to claim victory.
Our challenge now is to move forward with the licensing process. We intend to devote our attention fully to that, and I'm confident on that front as well, as I've said in numerous appearances here in Congress, that we've done the science to support our license.
But nearly 300 technical issues remain unresolved with Yucca Mountain. It could take years to finish the licensing stage and years more before the nuclear dump is ready to receive the waste that nobody wants. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.